Yes, good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
My name is Gilbert Cardona. My number is 088042.
Mr. Cardona, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon inasmuch as you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B-411 hearing, and that means that parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. However, just for the record, sir, regardless of what the board does today, you would not be released. You could be paroled to your next consecutive sentence if the board would see fit this afternoon. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
And according to information that I'm looking at, well, before I do that, there are five board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. I would like to introduce them to you by name, and they are the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Ms. Pam Rittenhouse. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair this afternoon, sir. According to information that I've gleaned, and I'm going to be very brief, that you're currently serving a sentence, and that sentence is for murder in the first degree. And the sentence began back on February 10, 1991. You became parole eligible last year on January the 5th, and you received a 25-to-life sentence. If you are paroled to your next consecutive sentence, it would be to the one for burglary, first degree, and that one would be for 7.6 years that you would be doing at that time. And you also have a concurrent sentence of 3 years, and that is for the felon. Is so far what I told you, is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I do take note that you submitted to the board a progress report. And I do take note that you had a number of programs over the years. What's the last program that you had? Because I'm not looking at the dates right now. So what's the last program that you participated in, sir?
I believe it is the CDL.
Okay, when did that happen, sir? I mean, how many years ago? Was it this year, last year, or when was it?
It was a few years ago.
A few years ago. So why haven't you taken any more recently, sir?
If I continue taking the ones that they offer now, I would be submitting forth to you multiples of whatever is taken.
Oh, so you've already, since you've been there, you've already taken all of the courses or most of the programs that's offered. Okay, I do understand that, and I appreciate it. We do take note that if you were released, which you would not be released today, that you would get a job and to stay with your sister until you could afford a place of your own, and then you would be a pillar in the community once you are released. I do take note that your last discipline would have been in 2016. That's a major for fighting. What was that fight about, sir?
I was trying to help another individual out because he was hanging with the wrong crowd, but as you know, there's certain elements in here that don't want to see that and are happy to drag people down. And when I buttered my nose into it, it got hit.
Okay, so you received a ticket on that one, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I also take note that at one point, perhaps, and this may not be correct information, that you were part of an STG. Is that correct information or is that incorrect information, sir?
That is incorrect, sir.
Okay, so you've never been a part or an associate or anything with an STG?
No, sir.
I am glad to hear that. I just looked at something on Ames that caught my attention. As I stated, maybe I didn't state, the last time you appeared before this board was last year. You came before this board on August the 24th of last year, 2016, for 412B-411, and you were denied at that time. And this is your second time coming before the Board of Executive Clemency, and I'm going to make a very brief statement about the offense itself that you're serving time, that is the original one. And that is February 8, 1991, you and your co-defendant, well, actually your co-defendant called for a taxi, and you were present at the time. The taxi, y'all were at a convenience store down in Tucson, and the taxi came, and you and your co-defendant, y'all got in the taxi, and you had the taxi driver to drive out to the desert, and while you were out in the desert, your co-defendant shot the victim twice in the neck and the face, and of course he demised, he died, and then you dragged the body out in the desert and placed it under some brushes, and you and your co-defendant took $55 and took the cab itself, the car itself, the vehicle itself, and you later abandoned it in a parking lot in Tucson. Upon being arrested, you denied any knowledge of the incident. However, the murder weapon was found in the trunk of your girlfriend's vehicle. So do you still deny your involvement in that crime, sir?
No, sir. I take full responsibility in my actions.
So when did you change your mind that that you were involved? Because initially you had said to law enforcement that you were not involved, sir.
As soon as I became incarcerated, I came to the Department of Corrections. I took several classes, and I was educated by other individuals who had served a lengthy amount of time, and began to accept my responsibility and my role in that action. You know, and there's no use denying it, you know.
I'm just curious, sir. How did your weapon get in your girlfriend's car, get in the trunk of your girlfriend's car? What happened there, sir?
I placed it there.
Oh, you placed it there. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Did she have to serve any time, or was she convicted of anything, or she, as far as you know, sir, your girlfriend?
No, she had no knowledge of it. I placed it there, and when they came in and arrested me, that's where they found it.
Okay. Do you have an idea of what happened to your co-defendant, sir, who actually made the initial phone call for the taxi, sir? Do you know what happened to him, or you don't know since you've been incarcerated?
I don't know since I've been incarcerated. I haven't had no contact with him, and he's had no contact with me.
Okay, sir. How did you know him, by the way? I mean, the gentleman who was with you.
Just through friends, you know. We've hung out before. We've drank. We've done drugs, and you know, that's how we came to know each other.
Were you on drugs that day when this happened?
Yes, sir.
What kind of drugs were you on, sir?
Cocaine.
Okay. Did you use very much or just a little bit at that time, that day?
That day we'd been partying a little bit. I don't know, probably a gram.
Okay. I would point out just for the record, and all board members already have this, but we do have the package that you sent recently to the board. We received it yesterday. I don't know when you sent it, and it is a comprehensive package with a number of certificates and so forth included in there. I just wanted to let you know that the board do acknowledge the receipt of these of your package, your parole package, so that you know that we've had an opportunity to review it. So we've taken, each board member has had an opportunity to review it. So at this time, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
Okay.
All right. Board members, questions for Mr. Cardona? I don't see the questions at this time, sir. Therefore, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision today. So what else do you want to tell the board, sir?
That no matter the outcome of the hearing, I'm still going to take the time and opportunity to improve upon myself, for me. But, you know, I just want to become a better person, better than the individual that I was when I first came in. You know, my sister wants to see me strive towards that, and all the rest of my family wants to see me strive towards that. You know, whether I get released or not is what I'm going to do. I don't have nobody to disappoint but myself and my family, and I don't plan on doing that.
Okay, sir. Well, you stated it well. Let me ask one other question. You don't have to answer this question, of course, sir, but what nation are you a part of?
Excuse me?
What nation? You're listed as a Native American. I'm just asking what nation, what reservation tribe that you associated, that you are part of?
Apache.
Apache, okay. Do you have any contact with any of the members of, you know, sometimes they can be helpful. Have you had any contact with them at all since you've been incarcerated? Any members, any of the elders that you had any contact, sir?
No. Our family's an emancipated family.
Oh,
we do
okay.
not receive any funding or any help from the nation.
Okay, well, I understand. But that was just a question that I just wanted to ask because I know sometimes they can be helpful. They can always be helpful sometimes. Okay, sir. Sir, we're coming to the end. I think I've asked if there's anything else you want to say to the board. I think you have made your final statement, but anything else you need to say to the board, sir?
Yes, my family wanted to be here today, but they could not spare the time and come down because many are flying in from out of state and driving long distances. And I've got the full support of my family, and I hope and pray that I get put through to my next number because it is the next stepping stone to becoming another citizen, I just await your decision.
Okay, sir. I do want to ask this question because you say your family is coming down. So where's your family located at in Arizona? I mean, are they in, what part of Arizona are they located in? Or are they in Arizona?
I got two sisters here in Arizona. They're in Tucson, and the rest of my family is located in California.
Okay, sir. Well, now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its decision known, and this will be the first time that we will have discussed it because we're part of the open meeting law of the state of Arizona, and we depend upon the open meeting law. At this time, sir, the board is now in discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. Okay, board members, we are in discussion. As I've stated two or three times, this is to make a determination whether to move Mr. Cardona to his next consecutive sentence. He's currently serving a sentence for first-degree murder. If we move him to his next one, he would be moved to burglary in the first degree, and he would have 7.6 years. I think the question that's in my mind, yes, he's made progress. We give him credit for that. Although he did have that major for fighting this year, but is he really ready to go out and to move to his next consecutive sentence, which it would just be 7 years, and then he would be moving closer and closer to the door? I think that, you know, I just want to state that one of the things that caught my eye, of course, is that fighting. And whenever, it always catches my attention when an inmate comes before and know that they're coming before this board and they end up with a discipline, they end up with a ticket. And that always concerns me. Oh, despite all the progress that has been made, I am concerned about that. And that's one of the reasons that I am not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
Right, I agree. He had that ticket for fighting, and he had another ticket in 16 for violating grooming, which is a minor. But in 14, he also had a major for promoting prison contraband. So, and I don't know exactly what that would have been, but based on that, I would not be supportive of him being paroled to his next consecutive sentence.
Thank you. Yes, Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse?
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I think Mr. Cardona is a very articulate man, and he seems to be heading in a direction where he set some good goals for himself. I just note for the record that it looks like there's $2,000 in restitution owed to the building or the company that he broke into. So that would be an issue. And I do share your concerns about the recent discipline, and of course, as time goes by, those will be less recent. So, but I agree with you.
Thank you so very much. Honorable Mr. Kalanis?
Yes, I'd like to follow up with my colleagues because I think I have a similar mindset, and that is, it's hard to ignore the recent discipline, but this sounds like an individual has the potential to turn the corner. And it's not to taunt or to dangle. I hear it, and I hope he continues on that path.
Thank you so very much. Anything you want to add to, sir? Okay. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to deny, move to his next, parole to his next consecutive sentence for absolute discharge. And I'm also, because this offense took place in 88, I'm also going to recommend a 1-year set off. And that is my motion.
Agreed.
Okay. Who's sucking that?
I did.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Johnson. Okay, and reasons for the now, just give me 1 second here. Let me check this. And reasons for the now, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, trauma to the victim, and taking them out there to the desert for the robbery and the murder. I also take note that recently I just don't see any program recently. I'm also going to check recent disciplinary, although it was last year, and in 14 recent disciplinary infractions. We don't need a release plan. Although we do have some letters of support, no one is here today, but he explained the fact that his family was, some of them would have to come from other parts of the state and other parts of the country to be here. So those are the reasons that I'm going to state. Is there anything else that any other board member would like to include for reasons for the now? I don't hear any others. Sir, you heard that you have been denied parole to your next consecutive sentence and a 1-year set off, and I've stated the reasons for denying it. However, is there do I need to repeat anything, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mr. Gilbert Cardona, ADC number 88042, for your participation, and you will be certified in about a year to appear before this board again. And I hope that you heard what this board said, what some of my colleagues said, what I attempted to say as well. Don't look at this as being a negative, because we're looking for you to grow. You articulate so well, you sound so intelligent, and we feel that you have a future. Now it's just not the time to move you to your next consecutive sentence. Sir, this will end your hearing, and thank you so much for your participation, sir.
All right. Thank you for your diligence in this matter, and I hope you guys all have a great day.
And you too, sir. Thank you.